Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America party. Bartender, champagne.
That's a greatest generations a tune. The Duke of Dubuque. Yes, yes. That's when we had a United States. Now, God only knows what we have. God wouldn't recognize us if he came tomorrow. He wouldn't recognize us. Here's my toot for the day. The headline is, Newspaper Goes Quisling. Do you know when somebody is called a Quisling? Do you know what that means? There was a prime minister in Norway who helped the Germans take over Norway without a struggle. And his name was Vilkund Quisling. And he sold his people out. He sold his fellow Norwegians out to the Nazis. And after the war, his people caught up with him and they executed him. They didn't say, Vilkund, we're going to send you to jail and we'll cut a deal. There's no plea bargaining. There's a lot of pleaing, but there's no bargaining. And so that's where the word a Quisling comes from. When somebody calls you a Quisling, it means you're a traitor. You're a rat. You're not worth your salt. 40 days before 9/11, 48 senators voted to burn the flag. That's right. I said, I bet they regret doing that now after 9/11 came. And guess what happened? About a year later, the Flag Desecration Act came up again. And 90% of those who voted to burn before voted to burn again. 40 were Democrats, or as I call them in modern jargon, Democamos. And 8 were Repuppies, or Repuppets, including Match McConnell. Did I say Mitch McConnell? No, I said Match McConnell. Because old Match McConnell voted to burn the flag. He was one of the eight. Now we have Quislings who work at the Gannett newspaper called The Journal, giving the Gestapo thinkers the names of patriots who own guns. I think Gannett newspapers also controls the print on the Stars and Stripes. Might be wrong, but check me out on that one. I think Gannett newspapers runs the Stars and Stripes. When I was in the service, the Stars and Stripes was a great morale builder and a truthful paper. When the boys got their orders that they were going to Afghanistan for the first time, I wanted to show how much support I wanted to give them. So I contacted the Stars and Stripes, and I wanted to take an ad in it, thanking them for their service. And I asked them, you know, I might do it on a regular basis. I asked them to send me some samples of the papers in print. And they sent me a couple of samples, and I looked them over along with a friend of mine who happened to be a navigator on a B-52 and was wounded in Vietnam. And we both looked at each other, and we couldn't believe the crap that was in that paper, the anti-American crap that was in that paper. And I said, man, brainwashing is going on in this country full blast. So I never took the ad out. And if they're the ones that are printing the Stars and Stripes, I could understand why they would release the names of people who own guns. Vilken Quisling would have given the Nazis the names of Norwegians who own guns. And I wonder how the employees of that communist rag would feel if tomorrow their names and addresses were posted in their own paper along with pictures of their children. I mean, that's the next step, isn't it? What they're planning to do here? And I suspect that someone at that communist newspaper said, if we do it, other papers will follow. Then what comes next? Roundups? Assassination squads? Every day, law-abiding citizens see the threat of a communist state. Most people can't say the word communist, so they use buzzwords like liberal, progressive, and journalist. The truth is, once America's Second Amendment is gone, we are all gone. There will be nobody left. Strangers will sit in your house. Fools who follow communists will be the first to go. Both sides, the patriots and the communists, will kill them. You know why? They are pushovers and can't be trusted. They believe they are good debaters and can convince Khalid, the virgin counter, to turn the plane around and mop up the pilot blood. Most of them never served their country, and they're constantly teaching women how to be afraid of guns that they themselves never handled. They use slogans from when they spit on the troops coming home from Nam. Cliches like better red than dead, better a live coward than a dead hero. This from an element of evil people who kill 4,700 American babies a day. If a madman shoots a pregnant woman in the stomach, and both her and her baby die, they call for one count of murder because the baby doesn't count. In 1938, Hitler told the German people they did not need guns. They had his stormtroopers to protect them. At the end, from his bunker, he said, "The German people deserve to die because they failed me." Today in modern Germany, you cannot kill a child in the womb after 15 weeks. Here in the land of the so-called free, you can execute them up to the last day as long as the head doesn't show before you crush it. I don't worry about good citizens with guns. I worry about law signers with pens and civilized baby killers with forceps. They might do that to a child, but they'll never do it to me unless they take my guns away. Don't put anything past these anti-American politicians. If they can convince a mother to kill her child, they can convince a communist judge to sign your arrest warrant. Peace on earth, and goodwill to men of goodwill. Bartender, a champagne.
It dot did it, did dot did it, did it, did dot did it, did dot.
People in jail for having illegal weapons, start with Eric Holder. This guy ran, they changed the numbers. This cracks me up. There's two things that really annoy me. They always change the numbers. For example, they're saying 40,000 Syrians are dead. Last week it was 40,000 Syrians are dead. The week before it was 40,000 Syrians are dead. Nobody died in those last 2 weeks. Couldn't be 40,000 and 100? And so that you can't count the press for a body count. I'll bet you, you'll turn on the TV one day and they'll say 150,000 Syrians died, 110,000 from starvation. Yeah, and the other thing that bothers me is everybody will mention Ambassador Chris Stevens, but they never, and three others. What's this and three others? These guys are all Americans. Can't you remember four American names? So you know what I did? I did a report and I mentioned the three names, Doherty, Smith, and I can't remember the other guy's name, and one other. I left out the ambassador's name because nobody ever pays a tribute to the other three guys. And they were more... They were in the wrong place with the wrong guy who was in the wrong place. But they were loyal to a fault. And I was listening to the fill-in for Mike Gallagher today. The girl, her name escapes me. And a guy called in, or a girl called in and said, what about the 30 others that those two guys saved? And how come nobody is talking to them? And when they do the subpoenas to bring Hillary Clinton to tell how she sat and watched those two guys die, or said, shut it off, it's getting on my nerves, I hope they bring every one of those 30 guys whose lives that were saved and call them to testify. So you can see how big a scandal this thing really is. They were abandoned in Benghazi. And if you go to Google Earth and you type in Benghazi consulate, it'll zoom you right in to where that house was that they died in. And you'll see that it's a straight flat run to the beach with not too many buildings, about 10 or 12 blocks. And nobody has told you, and somebody said, oh, Admiral Mellon, and Thomas Pickering, they held an investigation. They held a cover-up. It's just like the 911 investigation. The Democrats are great for investigations, and they put their own people on the committee to make the rulings. And then they print a big book. And they're all full of stuffing, like a Christmas turkey. Anytime you hear them calling for an investigation, forget about it. It's over. Yeah. And they take their time. Now, Hillary fell off that bar stool over 3 weeks ago, and she's still got a concussion? You mean she hasn't recovered? I think she should be made to wear a football helmet for the rest of her life. Yeah. What a bunch of phony liars, man. We are suckers. Anybody could take this country over. Two drunks and with a six-shooter could take this country over. Everybody would be waiting for the command. We're in trouble. So that was the other thing that bothered me, that they never mentioned the three guys who died in Benghazi. And they're trying to... Hillary has to be president of the United States. She can't be testifying about the people she left to die. How dare you? How dare you insult that woman? Yeah, they had no trouble insulting Sarah Palin. They used to hide in her garbage can. Yeah, 60 lawyers went to Wasilla to get the scoop on Sarah Palin. Yeah, and of course Saturday Night Live. Do you know that there are people that watch Saturday Night Live that believe that Sarah Palin said she could see Russia from her kitchen window? There are people that actually believe that. Now you tell me, how little effort do you have to make in brainwashing the American people? They don't learn history in school anymore. They don't learn geography, and they don't learn math. If they didn't have a calculator to do 2 plus 2, they couldn't come to 4. They can't make change. They can't make change of a dollar. Oh, man. Ask any of them. Say, where's Timbuktu? They can't tell you. Let alone tell you that it's in Mali. And Mali's in Africa. They can't tell you that. You think they're going to tell you things like one of the greatest Muslim libraries used to be in Timbuktu? Yeah. No, they can't tell you that. They don't know. But ask them who's on American Idol this week and what color his socks are. We're losing our country. And now all these genius senators are saying we have to import talent because there's no talent here. We got to bring them from other countries. Yeah, that's right. That's the way to do it. Water America down. And pretty soon we'll be able to remove the crosses. Yeah, nobody wants a cross anymore. It's outdated. You see what's coming out in the movies? You see what's coming out in the movies? They're hyping it. It's two nuns doing shock therapy on a sick woman. Yeah, that's it. That's all you need to know about nuns. Did you ever see what nuns really do? Did you ever see the Little Sisters of the Poor? Did you ever see them walking from store to store and in pairs and asking for a donation and giving you a holy picture? Did you ever see that? Did you ever see what the Dominican nuns do in the old age homes, as does the Sisters of the Poor? They give their whole life to Christ. You think any? And so what do we get? What do we get? A sneak peek at their life. We get Poopy Goldfarb with the singing nuns, like that's all they got to do all day is go around and sing rock and roll. Then you got Jane Fonda, who plays a pregnant nun in Agnes of God. Boy, is she going to burn in hell. I'm going to tell you something. She's gonna fight a Ted Kennedy for the shovel, for the coal, in oil burner number 3. Burning in hell, man. And there is a hell. And you know who's in hell? All the people that you hate. So you don't want to be with them. You want to be with all the people you love. And I'd like to take this time right now to say an atheistic prayer. Amen. And what else do we have? Yeah. The atheists are going nowhere. Don't marry an atheist. You'll be depressed your whole life. Yeah. They don't know where they came from, and they don't know where they're going. They're here for today and today only. Not me, man. I'm going to be singing up there with Jesus. I'm going to be on the glory cloud. Yes. I'm going to be looking down on my grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And I'm going to be up there with my father-in-law at that giant bar in the sky with the nickel beers. If you don't have anything to look forward to, I mean, life is short. The most you can get out of this life is 100 years as compared to eternity. Oh, no, when you die, they just put you in a box in the ground. That's it. It's all over. Oh, I don't know. I see these sparks around spaceships. You ever see them? Like, what do they call it? St. Elmo's fire? Where's St. Elmo going? Are those souls, those sparks in space, are they traveling to another galaxy, the millionth galaxy out there? And you know, God did create the world in 5 days. Always stick to that. 6 days. He 6 days. And then he rested. And you're not even resting. You know why you're not resting? Because the seventh day is tax day. You got to work that day to pay the government. You got to work more than one day. You got to work, what, 2-3 days? About 3 days now. Hold on, we'll give you a tune. A bartender, a small champagne.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around the campfire light, a lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark, that hypnotized me with love.
She was a gypsy woman. She was a gypsy woman.
She danced around and round to a guitar melody. From the fire, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted me. Oh, how I'd like to hold her near and kiss and forever whisper in her. I love you,
gypsy woman. I love you, gypsy woman.
All through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men, waiting for the rising sun. Everyone was having fun. I hate to see the lady go. knowing she'll never know that I love her. I love her, the gypsy woman, a gypsy woman, a gypsy woman, a gypsy woman.
Just listening to the news and some guys complaining that there's a lot of snow in his driveway and he's going to write his congressman. I said, don't write your congressman, write your senator. The senators will come right out and shovel it for you. Unbelievable. And this gun thing is getting, it's backfiring on the communists. I'm sorry, I got to call a spade a spade. The staff of that newspaper, I'm just picking up bits and pieces. Apparently the editor is a woman. And in her zeal, or in the staff's zeal, in the paper's zeal, to list all the gun owners, there's now flakback. And somebody has listed the staff of the newspaper, their names and addresses. Now, man, I'm going to tell you, if you're a lib, which is a nice word for communist, if you're a lib and you went and released the names of all those gun owners and you think that most gun owners are crazy, well, all those guys are going to be out looking for you now. You just opened up a Pandora's ammo box. What a bunch of jerks. Liberals will get you killed. They will get you killed any day of the week. Now we come to Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan says that the religious people have to rewrite the Ten Commandments. They have to amend them. And I looked up Piers Morgan's history on Wikipedia. And he's listed his religion as Catholic. He's divorced. Now, there was a guy from England. His name was Henry VIII. And he went to the Pope to get a divorce. And the Pope said, Bafangu. You got a one shot and that's it. You make it your bed, you sleep in it. And, of course, you know what Henry did. He said, well, I'm going to start my own religion. And Piers Morgan is going to be an altar boy. Yeah. So anyway, the rule of thumb is, you see, all these Democrats who are Catholic, and I got to tell you something, you can't be Catholic and be a Democrat. That's a mortal sin. You can't even tell it in confession. The priest doesn't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that crap. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. His religion is Catholic. Oh, Democrats, because they can pervert the Constitution and use the Declaration of Independence for wiping paper, they think that they can amend the Ten Commandments, but they can't. They can't. God doesn't want it to happen. And the last time that anybody ticked off the Almighty, he destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, which scientists say was only a meteor shower. Oh, did you know 20% of all scientists experiment with drugs? Yeah. Oh, I wonder if there's a grant for that. And speaking of drugs, I wondered how many people suffer from glaucoma. So I asked this nurse who's well-versed on glaucoma. She says it's mostly old people that have glaucoma. So what are all these young guys getting glaucoma prescriptions for? Are they drug addicted? Do they want to get high? Is that why they're doing it, just to get high? Yeah. You know, you don't have to take you don't have to smoke marijuana, and the damage it does to your lungs far outweighs the damage that was done by cigarettes. God knows what you're going to get. And you'll all be, if you're from Hollywood, you'll all go up to Saranac Lake. There's there's a hospital up there for anybody that's been in showbiz. It's a cowboy comedian that it's named after. Oh, it'll come to me after the show. But
Will Rogers.
You don't need to inhale a marijuana if you want to get the marijuana high. They already have a pill called called Marinol. And not only that, but you can take marijuana in suppository form. And you know what? That's great, because you won't have to share your roach with anybody. You guys are sick, man. You're taking the country down. You're destroying it. So, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because they committed a sin against the 10th commandment. Look it up. So, Piers Morgan told a leading evangelist that they got to amend the 10 commandments. And not only that, but then he went and offended all the gun owners in America. So 65,000 of them signed a petition to have them deported back to England. And the Brits are responding. They don't want them back. You keep them. Poor Piers Morgan. How a guy could, you know, you get a golden opportunity. You get a golden opportunity to break into showbiz, or you get a golden opportunity, and the first thing you do is you open your mouth and you hang yourself. You fire yourself with your own words. Unbelievable. It's like that guy that always wanted to be in showbiz, and nobody wanted to hire him. So finally, after a lot of pushing, shoving, and nagging, they said, okay, we're going to give you one shot at showbiz. You got one line in a play. And the line is, hark the cannons roar. So they said, learn that line well. And here's a train ticket. You got to go to New Haven, Connecticut. You got to be there by 8 o'clock. You go on stage at 8:05 tomorrow night at the theater. So all the way up to New Haven, he's practicing, hark the cannons roar. Hark the cannons roar. Hark the cannons roar. Hark the cannons roar. So he's rehearsing it. And he gets up to New Haven, Connecticut. And at 8 o'clock, he pops through the door. They turn to him and they go, get your costume. You got to go. Puts on his costume. And he goes, it's 8:05. You're on. And he runs out there. And all of a sudden, boom! And he goes, what the hell was that? Okay. We'll give you a gun song, being that everybody's... and there's... in Utah, 200 gun owners are teachers tonight on guns. I think what we ought to do is dress the kids up in cowboy and cowgirl outfits and give them guns, little six-shooters. Or you could give them... I heard on John Gamble this morning that their mothers are buying their sons bulletproof backpacks, and one mother made one. And I happened to mention that, you know, you can buy a bulletproof clipboard. And this mother made her son a backpack out of bulletproof clipboards. So it looks like 911 has now reached the classroom. And a forewarned is forearmed. And I'm for arms all the way. I never want to be caught without a reasonable defense mechanism. Somebody said, well, how about we just give them tasers? Yeah. Suppose you miss with the taser. Or suppose he's still standing and shooting. You got to practice what they do in the English subways. Anybody who jumps the turnstile gets a bullet right in the head. Just in case he has a bomb, they want to disable the brain right away. And you know what? That happened in England, and they found out later the guy was just trying to beat the fare. But it was too late. So be careful what you do. And keep your eyes wide open. Hang in there. If you see something, say something. I like that slogan. If you see something, say something. Hey, give me a break, man. Go out there and get your shooting lessons. Learn how to handle a gun. If you're from New York, you got to sign a petition to repeal the Sullivan Law. We have a right to handguns just like everybody else in the United States according to the Constitution. And we've been too long without them. The good people have been too long without guns in New York City. To arms, to arms.
Okay. Their final stand, okay, correct. Oh, my dearest one, must I lay down my gun or take the chance of losing you forever? Duty calls, my back's against the wall. Have you no kind word to say before I ride away? Fired it, okay, correct. If the Lord is my friend, we'll meet at the end of the gunfight. It, okay, correct. Gunfight it, okay, correct. Boot Hill, Boot Hill, so cold, so still. Gunfight it, okay, correct. Okay, correct. Gunfight it, okay, correct.
This Piers Morgan. The name gives him away. Never trust a guy who hangs around Navy ships. And I said it a long time ago, there are no amendments to the Ten Commandments, and that is why Pornowood hates the Catholic Church. What was a sin in Jesus' time is still a sin today. So, I told you, the reason God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, and they violated the Tenth Commandment. Check it out. And never forget, the Second Amendment was not created for hunters. The Second Amendment was created to keep you and me from being hunted. I don't want to learn how to ride a railroad car to a camp. And there's only one thing that's going to stop me from having to live that experience. And that's to stop the guy that knocks on the door to take you away. And never can happen, happens all the time. And you know Murphy's Law. So I'm sure you've lived Murphy's Law. So, and you can see, anybody that tells you never can it can never happen, they take them down to the World Trade Center and show and let them walk through the DNA dust of what used to be two skyscrapers. That never should have happened. Hang in there. NRA a gun safety course, gift certificates, make nice Christmas presents. And every time you hear some communist saying, confiscate the guns, go out and buy another one. One day you may have to arm your neighborhood. I want to see a sign that says, this neighborhood is protected by the Crossfire Association. Don't let the ACLU see that sign, because they'll try to take the word cross out of it. You might have heard me say earlier that for the last 3 weeks we've been receiving by the Doctor Up the News media that there are only 40,000 killed in Syria. In 3 weeks, it's been 40,000. And then I turn on the TV and the guy is saying there's 110,000 Syrians being starved to death. So that figure has yet to be added to the 40. And I got to tell you something. I died. I freaked out when Obama decided to go to Libya. As far as I was concerned, George Bush had put Gaddafi to sleep with one tent bomb. And then when George Bush Jr. went to Baghdad in 27 days and hung Saddam Hussein, Gaddafi immediately gave up his nukes, because he thought he was next, and he was right. But Obama didn't have to go there, and I believe that it was a diversion to take attention away from the murderer that the Democrats had been romancing since George Bush was president. Do you remember Nancy Pelosi ordering a larger jumbo jet to carry an entourage of 41 people to go to Syria? She said that the one she was riding in wasn't a long distance, didn't have the capacity to get to the Middle East and to California. And she squawked, and then she loaded it full of booze, nothing but the best. And she flew into Syria to lick the ankles of Bashar al-Assad. And her quisling a lackey, Bill Nelson, went the month before to warm up the seat. And I've got pictures. If you go to mediacrapmatters.us, you'll see pictures of Nancy Pelosi sitting with Bashar al-Assad, Bill Nelson, Bill Bayonet the Babies Nelson, sitting with Bashar al-Assad, and you'll see Denis Kami Kucinich sitting with Bashar al-Assad. And there was 38 others that didn't want their faces shown. How come nobody listed the names that were on that plane? But you can get the names of everybody that has a gun in Westchester County posted in the paper like that. Interesting, isn't it? How come you can't get the Secretary of State to testify about Benghazi? And the cover-up, and the murder, and betrayal. That wasn't a murder by terrorists. That was a murder by Democrats. And I'll say it again. Democrats get you into war all the time and leave you to die on the battlefield. And it's Republicans that get you out. And the Republican Party needs a makeover. We need more tea bags. Hang in there.
Hang in there, folks, and we'll give you the last 13 minutes of the show. And we'll have 3 minutes left over. And we can reminisce. And here we go.
We're learning tonight that Stormin Norman Schwarzkopf has passed away. And so I'm going to dedicate a tune. It's a Civil War tune. But thank you for your service, sir. And he was a great leader. And I'll tell you, he raised morale in the entire country. I would say 60%, because up until we went into Desert Storm, we were still licking our wounds from Vietnam, and everybody was feeling like we had been a kicked down dog. And we always felt guilty about not winning in Nam. And Schwarzkopf restored the morale to the entire country in Desert Storm. Thank you for your sacrifice.
My brave lad sleeps in his faded coat of blue. In a lonely grave unknown lies the heart that beats so true. He sang faint and hungry among the famished brave, and they laid him sad and lonely within his nameless grave. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for the faded coat of blue. And just a little crumb, and my mother, she will bless you through all the years to come. Oh, tell my sweet sister, so gentle, good, and true, that I'll meet her up in heaven in my faded coat of blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for a faded coat of blue. Yet my heart with startling beat, with each footfall at my door, I gaze over the hill where he waved a last adieu. But no gallant lad I see in his faded coat of blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for a faded coat of blue.
I was listening to Tom Maher, who's filling in for Mark Levin, and he had a guest on named Bridget Gabriel. She's a Lebanese girl, well, now an American, and she's a Christian, and she's constantly battling propaganda, and she points out the goal of Islam, which is to conquer the world. And she happened to say, she had a saying in Arabic which translated into today we'll kill the Saturday people and tomorrow we'll kill the Sunday people. Saturday people being Jewish and the Sunday people being Christian. And Lebanon used to be the Paris of the Middle East, and the jihadists destroyed it. They turned it into an ammunition zoo. And she mentioned that, I think she said, Lebanon used to be 57% Christian or greater, and now it's down to 20%. And she mentioned Bethlehem used to be 83% Christian, and now it's 10%. And I recall people from Bethlehem, Christians from Bethlehem, in my church. And in my church, not this past Christmas, but the Christmas before, just before Christmas, Christians from Bethlehem had was selling crushes and crucifixes made of olive wood from the area. And you know what? I saw the looks on their faces, and they were sad. They were really sad. There wasn't a smile on anyone. That's really too bad. And Bridget said had a saying in Arabic which translates to, first we'll get rid of the Saturday people, meaning the Jews, and then we'll get rid of the Sunday people, meaning you and me, if you're Christian. So that's scary. And of course, I don't buy the handful of terrorists. And here's something else to think about. The left, which is the communists, never forget, liberal is a nice word for communist. The left, and there is no right. There is no right-wingers. We are mainstream Americans. It's mainstream Americans versus the communists. And what was I going to say? Hang in there a second. Yeah, if you ever notice in debates, the left will use the Muslims as a tool against you. They'll say, how can you go up against 1.5 million Muslims? Well, the Catholic Church is 1.25 million. Of course, only 50% go. Those are the Democrats. And the rest of Christianity must be another billion. So, what are you saying? What are you trying to tell me? And you know, besides, the neutron bomb can give us a lot of free real estate. Yeah. So, don't be intimidated by 1.5 billion Muslims. And don't tell me the religion of peace has been hijacked by a handful. Because a handful is 1.5 billion. Yeah. And don't forget the Chinese, you know, and the Indians. So don't worry about what they can do to us. They should be worrying about what we can do to them after we get rid of the communists. So hang in there, and I'll give you a tune to cheer you up.
Ba, 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 ro, ba, ro, ba, ro, ba, ba, ro, 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 ba, ro,
guns, guys, because they may come for you and charge you later with violating the carbon credit law. And so we'll close with the Chapel of Dreams. And if you're thinking of spending $500 an hour for a shrink, and before you waste your money, go sit in the church and just wait and see what happens.
Chapel of Dreams.